Yeah. it's over. Nothing will get closer until this is over. Must keep my composure through your controller. Nothing will get closer until this is over.
It's not about left. It's about results at this point. The Obama army did not engage last night. They stayed home. The turnout was totally disastrous. The base isn't excited. They don't have anything to get excited about right now. The Democrats aren't getting done what they said they were going to get done. Not to say that they're not working on it, but it's about results. Healthcare still being stalled. Again, unemployment numbers are where they are. We got some new numbers coming out on Friday. It could hit 10%. That's not going to be good. In the midst of all of this, what did President Obama do today? Now, this is tough love. I'm an Obama guy, big supporter, but I got to call it like I see it. He flies to Madison, Wisconsin today to talk about education. I believe in change, but right now the president looks a little bit weak. Nobody's talking about education. We're talking about health care. We're talking about creating jobs. Americans want to see some leadership on that. Remember this?
I'm confident that both the House and the Senate are going to produce a bill before the August recess,
but I really want to get it done by the August recess.
The urgency for both the House and the Senate to finish their critical work on health reform before the August recess.
Okay, Mr. President, that calculation was wrong. We're all human. We make mistakes. But you ought to be going down the street today instead of going down to the Capitol in Madison. You ought to be going down the Capitol in your own town and start kicking some ass and taking some names on health care. That's right. Now's the time. Now the Senate is talking about pushing this thing into next year, 2010. What do you say we give the Republicans a little bit more time to be obstructionists? No. Alone here. Even Doris Kearns Goodwin, presidential historian, said that last night on this program.
I think we've seen he's steady and calm. We've seen he's poised. We've seen that when he gets to make a decision, he has information that he brings in, and he has strong voices that can compete with him. The real question is, have we seen an ease with the Congress? I mean, so far, we could use a little more LBJ, I think, with Mr. Obama, threatening, cajoling. LBJ used to say, you got to court those congressmen as much as you court your wife. Start calling them at 6 in the morning, call them at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I think that's something he's going to have to learn some more of.
We have to admit that the obstructionist tactics are working as of late. This thing called political exhaustion, I think, is starting to set in with some folks. People are starting to think that the Democrats are as corrupt as Republicans.
With Mad Lib on a Mad Lib invasion, they can't shit stop this.
Okay, WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, Thursday night, 103.5 LPFM Radio. Sit tight, put your seatbelts on, put your snuggie on. We're going to get a little crazy tonight. We do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George experience. Essentially, we take some fun hip-hop instrumental stuff, experimental music, and then some fun topics of the week. We started off there with Ed Schultz criticizing the president. I'll be back We'll try and bring you some local stuff as well tonight to keep the theme going for local music and other stuff related to this group called Two Fresh Beats. Pretty cool stuff. We got other stuff coming on. Here's some old schoolness. I'm furious.
Okay, so guitar. Okay, so let's start with this. What's the name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Her and some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a big had caught my eye, a mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed, we got gas, and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said,
pay for lunch.
So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. Well, what do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out. We was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 max. Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about from past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheen, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said, we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
How do you feel about it? You may die tonight.
I'm prepared to die for this family if I have to.
freedom. Thank you, Dad.
Some say I'm sick in the head. Genetic bread, blood made of mercury lead. Huh. Whatever the case, the son of a non-veteran with amphetamine lace. Fingertips touching the landscape, create, and it's all for the sake of being able to relate. Let us now congregate. By the cult leader, captivator, put your money in the plate. Car keys, anything, all for the cause. An angel bestowed to me a set of sacred laws. And I give them to you one by one. But knowledge isn't free, so you best pay the funds. Now concentrate. Meanwhile, I carefully select seven mates to impregnate. Blind faith, hyperventilate, initiate emotion control. Forging the scrolls before the first set was told.
What kind of beast do we have in our midst?
Behold, 4,000 members and even longer waiting list. And watch them flock with a simple command. Self-made, I falsify my lineage and still manage to learn from the mistakes of the burning branch Davidians. I don't believe in bearing arms, but quick to twist the passage in the Bible and the Holy Quran. Rearrange an excerpt and add a little fabrication. Then bend the gospel in the name of salvation. I hold the keys to the other side patiently. Paradise awaits. All we gotta do is forfeit the luxury and grow as a unit, and the path remains straight. But it's the dungeon for the disobedient. You better ante up your discipline and make no mistake. When I walk, the ground shakes. Rumble like a level 8 quake. Violate and put your ticket at stake. Blind faith. Blind faith. Blind faith. Blind faith. Plastic soldiers stand ground around my compound. Adversary shot down and thou try to enter God's kingdom. Is it contradiction? Misinterpreted as extremism? I'll protect the ones with low self-esteem and further symptoms. The punishment for acting out of line. Memorize Corinthians and whip 9 times. Demonstrate divine mortification. Mastering the great impersonation of serene and benign. Huh. I'm just a monster and a sexaholic sadist. Brainwasher in the good name of the almighty gracious. Keep a distance from the outsiders to hate us, cause they belong to Satan, we are God's favorites. Let us now rejoice with the victorious magic. The Red Bull's the holy wine, the bread is paper acid. Fanatics get the branding as demanded. Refuse the righteous mark and walk away handless. Some ran frantic, most remained devoted. I read from the manuscript and this is what was quoted.
I'm gonna be very much what I am. God Almighty God!
If the moment should arrive before tomorrow, would you be prepared to take the bullet for the man in which you follow? Also, I can profit from a non-existing legacy, something just to ponder over heavily. But the independent thought is now prohibited. It keeps them blind to the fact that what I speak is inconsistent. I lead the flock into oblivion with the mighty Kim Jong Il deliverance. If the moment should arrive before tomorrow, would you be prepared to take a bullet for the man in which you follow? Also, I can profit from a non-existing legacy, something just to ponder over heavily. But the independent thought is now prohibited. It keeps them blind to the fact that what I speak is inconsistent. I lead the flock into oblivion with the mighty Kim Jong Il deliverance. Paradise awaits. Path remains straight. It's the dungeon for the disobedient. You better ante up your discipline and make no mistake. When I walk, the ground shakes. Rumble like a level 8 quake. Violate and put your ticket at stake. Blind faith.
That's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Thank you.
Become a serious problem in this country. In fact,
you've been handling critics, and the White House is now starting to go after critics, including Fox News. Do you think that this is a good strategy? Does this work? Does this have potential to continue to gain support?
Well, sure. What you do with a bully is you confront the bully, and the bully backs down. That's a good description of Fox News. People come on the air, they insult them, as they did me. They cut off their mics. As they did me. They shout at them and interrupt them as they did me, and they even curse at them as they did me. And why would anybody think that Fox News is some sort of valid news organization like that? Fox News and the National Enquirer are basically interchangeable.
So the president and the White House going after Fox News, you think, is a good strategy?
Sure, it's either that or ignore them the way most America does. There's 307 million Americans in this country. Barely 3 million of them ever tune into Fox News. That means 99% of all Americans have the good sense to ignore them.
Okay, now the public policy polling was out there, and the question was, does President Obama love America? And we were shocked at this. 73% of Republicans say no, or they're not sure. In your opinion, how have we gotten to this point in this country?
Because the Republicans operate simply by vilifying their enemies and nothing else.
Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there.
Finally, there's a way to protect yourself and your loved ones from unwanted intruders. The Backup. This patented protection device eliminates the crucial waste of time of searching for a handgun or other forms of protection stored away in your nightstand or closet. The patented Backup makes your shotgun accessible from the lying position in your bed. We as Americans have the right to keep and bear arms, but our arms need to be readily accessible in time of need. If you're serious about home protection, call now and order the Backup.
Because the Republicans operate simply by vilifying their enemies and nothing else. All they do is try to distract people from issues of health care, issues of jobs, issues of energy independence. They've got nothing. And because of that, they're well on their way. The party of
need to be readily accessible.
The party of nobody.
Well, in the Senate today, this is Lamar Alexander, Senator from Tennessee.
For only $39.95. That's right, just $39.95. You'll have peace of mind when it comes to protection.
Take the shotgun out of the test. We've been down this road before.
And make it accessible. Backup is the solution.
The enemy's list,
the patented backup,
only denigrates the president
across
the republic itself. Now, the only reason I mention this is because I have an uneasy feeling only 10 months into this new administration.
Take you there, or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there, or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya.
Say, look, we're going to do it our way, I think has frustrated a lot of independents and shaken their confidence. Now, there were some bright spots last night. We added two Democratic seats in the House, okay? The right-wing zealots in New York's District 23, didn't happen. Sarah Palin deemed herself insignificant. The far right, the Tea Party friend, they pretty much wrecked it. The Palins of the world wrecked it. That thinking doesn't work. The cost... The Republicans
have
cost
bits,
them a seat in the Congress because of all of their actions.
Beastly
butt-loader. How
do you stop this thing?
Democrat elected Bill Owen says that he supports the House health care reform bill. Another victory is in Nebraska. Now, this wasn't in the form of an election.
But it can be used anywhere, and I mean anywhere on your body. Ace Spray goes where other deodorants can't. Ace Spray your butt. Ace Spray your feet. Ace Spray under your arms. You can even Ace Spray your privates. Ace Spray is safe for all your odor zones. Ace Spray is 100% natural, chemical-free, fragrance-free, and offers 24-hour protection.
Safely protect you against embarrassing body odors by neutralizing odor-causing bacteria.
Going after Fox News, you think is a good strategy?
Sure, it's either that or ignore them the way most America does. There's 307 million Americans in this country. Barely 3 million have ever tuned into Fox News. That means 99% of all Americans have the good sense to ignore them.
That's okay, simple. No bacteria, no snake. Ordinary deodorants mask odors. It can only be used on armpits and feet. Ace Spray can be used all over your body. Literally stops odors before they start. You can also use Ace Spray on smelly shoes and clothes, even on steamy seat. You can spend a stinking fortune on all these different deodorants.
I sweat a lot. I got odors in special places. And with Ace Spray, I don't have to worry about that anymore. My butt.
Call and order Doc Bottoms Ace Spray today for only $14.99, and I'll send you the Ace Spray Pocket Shot absolutely free.
Here tonight, but we're not. President Obama has been on the sidelines long enough. He's thrown out enough olive branches. Americans have no doubt that the Democrats can deliver if they just get a little bit more intestinal fortitude on all of this. The president needs to get his people in line. He should have gone to Capitol Hill today.
Thank you.
Haven. Credible.
DaylightOnDemand.org.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks.
Up on the sky.
The problem with this country right now is the people like Haven.
Incredible.
Up on the sky. Up on the sky.
Spreading knowledge, spreading the truth.
Up on the sky.
Sounds interesting. Please tell me more.
Almost everyone in the United States drinks chlorinated water. Chlorinated water is a wonderful disinfectant for most bacteria and viruses. But it also has been shown, if you drink it in a long-term basis, to increase your risks of various diseases, including cancer. So one of the things I recommend in the book is do not drink chlorinated water on a regular basis.
And what other things, like what about the materials that are used in the pipes and the various other sorts of materials that contact the water before it gets to your house?
Yes, so most of the pipes in, most of the water mains in the United States are asbestos cement, and they can leach all kinds of toxic chemicals into the water supply. So even if the water treatment is done thoroughly, you can still recontaminate the water from the delivery system. Now, there are a few, in the book, I mention a few very quick tips that you can take to help ameliorate this. Would you like me to mention those?
Yeah, you're talking about the things you can do that don't cost any money to make your drinking water safer. Yeah.
Well, for one, everybody should, when they run tap water, run it at full strength for about at least 10 seconds, and then reduce the flow. And that way, some of the contaminants that are in the water will be washed away. Another thing is, it's very tempting when you're making coffee or tea to take hot water from the tap. But the hot water heater also can leach toxic chemicals into the water. So I strongly recommend that you use only cold water for cooking or making hot drinks. If you're using bottled water from stores, once your bottled water is opened, always keep it refrigerated. Don't keep it out at room temperature, because that once the bottled water has been exposed to the air, there are bacteria and virus that can get in it, and it promotes growth if it's at room temperature, so keep it refrigerated.
Isn't there also an issue about whether the bottle itself is exposed to light, whether it's a dark bottle, and you know, whether UV is hitting it?
There has been a lot of controversy over that, but really it does not matter very much. And the only thing is, always keep water out of direct sunlight.
And offers 24-hour protection. Plus, it's made in the USA. Our revolutionary formula safely protects you against embarrassing body odors by neutral. neutralizing odor-causing bacteria. It's that simple. No bacteria, no stank. Ordinary deodorants mask odors and can only be used on armpits and feet. Ace Spray can be used all over your body and literally stops odors before they start. You can also use Ace Spray on smelly shoes and clothes, even on a steamy seat. You could spend a stinking fortune on all these different deodorants and never get the odorzone coverage that this one bottle of Ace Spray gives you.
I work hard for a living. I sweat a lot. I got odors in special places.
Introducing the Titty Bear, the cute little guy that eliminates all those problems. Designed to make driving more comfortable, the Titty Bear snaps onto your shoulder strap and moves up and down to remove the pressure with...
My shoulder strap used to pull so tight, I could hardly breathe. Now with the Titty Bear, I really enjoy traveling again.
The patent-pending design swivels to work from either the driver's side or passenger seat and fits all makes and models.
Just snap it on. Slide it where it relieves the pressure and drive away.
You are mistaken.
Shoulder strap pain. Call and order your teddy bear right now. 1-800-813-6691. Order your teddy bear for just $15.95 with shipping and handling.
Think about masturbating too much. I had a moment there where I really did could not get out of bed one day because I was just, it was a constant thing. And that was an exhausting day.
Mention this commercial and we'll give you a second teddy bear.
Food, because that was my food for the day. It was exhausting and it was scary because it consumed my entire day. And I try very hard to not have any triggers around, you know, around me where I would feel like I need to masturbate today because I'm fearful of not getting out of bed.
So tight, I can hardly breathe.
The patent-pending design swivels to work from either the driver's side or passenger seat and fits all makes and models.
Always complain about the pressure from his shoulder belt. Not anymore.
And the teddy bear worked so great, he got one for himself too.
Annoying shoulder strap pain. Call and
My wife used clarity to always complain about the pressure from the shoulder belt. Not anymore.
I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is
sitting in for Clifford Baines, who was never that great of a host anyway. Scientists at a remote laboratory in Phoenix announced this week they have bioengineered a race of 75-foot-tall, extremely strong crabs to assist with large construction projects. An op-ed in the New York Times says, quote, "We have absolutely no reason to be worried about these giant crabs at all." And they do seem as if they'll be very helpful, don't they?
Yes, I don't see why we should be concerned. The scientists who created these huge super crabs have promised there's no way for them to get out of their constraints. restraints and turn on their human masters.
Yeah, I trust the scientists. Yes. They know what they're doing.
You know, these crabs are going to be great for America's construction projects, because I've read these crabs are so strong that they can lift and throw objects as large as cars and passengers.
Absolutely. And, you know, the acid that the crabs shoot.
So this is the story of how your life began.
That is going to be so helpful in melting down loose debris and construction sites.
This is the story of you.
Huge boost to the economy.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see the headlines now. Giant crabs descend upon Detroit, rebuild failing infrastructure, and revitalize
it. That would be so grand.
As I'm sure you read, the crab's inventor, Dr. Lester Murdoch, told Time magazine, "My army of super crabs will change the world forever." All shall know the name of Dr. Lester Murdoch.
You know, it was so inspiring the way he found success after that horrible military accident.
A simple, honest, yes or no, or true, please be ready.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Lesson 3.
Thanks for listening to Micropower Community Based Radio. Had fun tonight. Just taking up different themes that seem to be in Furious' head. We'll be back next week. Some new underground revolutionary hip-hop. Tonight we spotlighted some local stuff there in the background. Two Fresh Beats out of Asheville. Baker's Dozen is the album. And we also spotlighted the X-Monkeys out of Raleigh. Heaven Credible out of Durham. And Social Memory Complex, the song earlier in the set show, I guess. The song was called Blind Faith, Social Memory Complex. Check them out. We've had lots of local DJs come through here. Micropower Radio is all community driven. So thanks for supporting that by doing what you're doing right now, listening. Stick around so you can be welcomed to the smooth. DJ Smooth Jazz is here. I'll be back next week. Until then, be furious.
Who said security and regulations at labs have been getting tougher and better all the time.
You are the luckiest
person. Well, thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography. I'm sure you're going to see the first public unveiling of the largest of the crabs. No, the queen crab. Wow.